To more fallout now from protests sweeping North Africa and the Middle East. Today, Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, bowed to protest in his country and announced he won't run for re-election when his term expires in 2013. He said he was making that compromise for the sake of the country. Still, opposition leaders have not been placated by the announcement. They're calling for more mass protests tomorrow. Washington Post correspondent Sudarshan Raghavan is in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, and he joins us now. For our listeners who may not know much about Yemen's leader, can you tell us a little bit more about President Saleh?
Sure. President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been in power in Yemen for 32 years. He has essentially run the country as an autocracy. He's marginalized the political opposition quite a bit, and many of the key posts in his government has gone to his relatives or very close allies. So he holds a pretty tight grip over the country, and the opposition now really sees a chance of reform.
He is also a close ally of the United States, or at least has been helpful to the U.S. in trying to target al-Qaeda, particularly after the attack on the USS Cole. And it sounds like there are similarities between he and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. But what are the similarities as well as the differences between those two men?
Well, President Saleh, for one thing, has been asking for a lot more funding from the United States. Often Egypt has come as an example where, you know, where Egypt gets about $1.5 billion in aid, mostly military, every year from the United States. Yemen gets about $150 million. President Saleh certainly views the al-Qaeda threat just as important, you know, as pretty much anywhere in the world, and he certainly feels that the U.S. really ought to be giving him more resources to fight al-Qaeda's Yemen branch here. They're both also military rulers. The military is extremely loyal to President Saleh. His close relatives are in charge of most of the major organs of the security services. So in that sense, both men are similar.
And what about their differences?
Well, the major difference between President Saleh and President Mubarak is that President Saleh does seem to have given some voice to the opposition parties here. They are, in some sense, unified, and they do have a forum to speak out and try to gain concessions from him. And that's what we're seeing right now. And I don't think you see that much of that happening in Egypt.
Have the protests there in Yemen been as vigorous as they have been in Egypt?
They have not. You don't see the kind of momentum that we're seeing in Egypt happening in Yemen. And there are several factors for this. For one thing, Yemen has a very small middle class. Most of the population is uneducated or illiterate. You also don't have a high penetration of internet access here. Someone was telling me recently that the country has about 1.8% penetration of internet. And so things like Facebook and Twitter, they are being used. It's only being used by a small percentage of the people. You're also seeing the opposition. Unlike in Egypt, the opposition here is not really clamoring for regime change, the political opposition, that is. What they want to see is more reforms, and they're really quite concerned of a chaotic situation happening in Yemen. The people who are calling for President Saleh to step down are the students and human rights activists who are not as huge in numbers as we've seen in Egypt.
Sudarshan, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Washington Post correspondent Sudarshan Raghavan.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.